During the pandemic, school lunch became free for all students, regardless of their family's income. That was thanks to federal government waivers. But those waivers expired on June 30th. Radioactive Youth Media's Colin Yeen spoke to advocates for keeping school lunch free for all.
For the last few years, I've been able to get free lunches at school. Everyone has. I'm a rising senior at Issaquah High School, and I've seen free meals for everyone do two things. One, it takes away the barrier of having to enroll in free and reduced price lunch programs. And two, it ends the stigma that can come with getting free lunches at school. But this fall, many Washington schools are going back to the way things were before the pandemic. Students can still get free or reduced price lunches at school, but for most students, their families have to meet certain income requirements to be eligible, and they have to do paperwork to enroll.
My name is Melissa Takai. I went to elementary school in Boulevard Park, Seattle. And for high school, I went to Mount Rainier High School in Des Moines, Washington.
Melissa Takai is a 23-year-old designer who used to work here at KULW. Growing up, she says her family qualified for her to get free lunch at school, but her parents didn't enroll her. She says the paperwork was long and complicated.
Like, my parents, they don't know how to fill out the forms because English is their second language. My mom is Thai, my dad's Japanese. So, I would have had to fill that out, but I was a kid, so, like, I don't know any of that stuff.
On top of the paperwork, Takai says there's a stigma associated with programs for low-income families.
I think my parents were hesitant to sign me up for a free and reduced lunch because, you know, maybe they were shameful because we were low income. And, you know, you have to admit that when you sign up for the free and reduced lunch.
My district, the Issaquah School District, tries to get all students who qualify for free lunch enrolled at the beginning of the year. But if a student who isn't enrolled wants a meal and can't pay for it, the school gives them a full meal and charges their school account for it. That unpaid meal charge then follows the student the entire time they're in the district, and they're sent weekly reminders about it. At the end of the year, the district writes off any uncollectible meal debt as a deduction on their taxes.
Let's just feed the children as soon as possible. Universal school meals now.
Seattle parent Jeff Liu has been an advocate for universal free lunch since 2017. Liu has kids in Seattle public schools, and he started an organization to promote free lunch for all. Like Takai, Liu says enrolling in free lunch programs is a barrier to the families who may need it the most.
There's a lot of paperwork involved to get qualified for free and reduced lunch. And there's families that are undocumented that are scared to fill out this paperwork because, you know, it's a federally subsidized program.
Liu says during the pandemic, everyone got to eat equally.
So you don't know who are coming from a tough background or a family that's struggling, which is nice because everyone just gets a meal and they get to focus on their studies.
There are some schools in Washington that will be offering free meals to all students this year through something called the Community Eligibility Provision. It allows schools in low-income areas to offer free school meals to all students. But only about 18% of Washington students go to one of these schools. Melissa Takai says the whole point of school is to focus on learning. And when young people aren't eating, it's hard for them to do their best work.
So then it's like, what's the point of school if I don't have the energy and stuff to do that?
Some U.S. lawmakers have proposed bills advocating for the extension of universal lunches, like Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. While his Universal School Meals Program Act has only been introduced in Congress, if passed, it would provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner to all students nationwide, regardless of income. States like California, Vermont, and Maine have all passed legislation to further extend universal school lunch programs in their states. That's why Jeff Liu wants people to reach out to local lawmakers and tell them they want lunches to be free for all students. Because in the end, no one can learn on an empty stomach. For Radioactive Youth Media, this is Colin Yeen.